This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Welcome back. It's Tuesday, and that means what? It's podcast day. Today's episode is going to touch on something I have had many DMs about across the last 2 years. I often post things in my stories where the replies will blow up. Once it was about butter, and no, I cannot explain why people are so passionate about butter. Whenever I post something reminding people not to compliment weight loss, or even just to avoid body-related compliments, really, I get loads of people asking why it's a bad thing when they're just trying to be nice. I mean, sure, people who know me well know that I love an outfit or a makeup compliment because I don't spend that much time making myself feel glamorous to not get noticed. But what I don't like, don't want, and don't need, and I am sure you relate if you've ever been a fat person, is to be told I look like I've lost weight as a compliment. Or at all, really, just stop talking about my body, thank you, goodbye. But anyway, I probably haven't lost weight, and if I have, it was unintentional, because there's nothing I'm trying harder to avoid than thinking about my body weight. I have spent years, decades, obsessing over it, and it never brought me joy. Talking about bodies just puts the focus back on how our size is valued, measured, and evaluated by strangers and society. I have spoken many times about how I know that my value and my weight aren't related, and how I want others to be confident in that knowledge for themselves. Complimenting weight loss reinforces the idea that smaller is better. Sometimes the reason for weight loss could be from illness, stress, or an eating disorder. So knowing that a high proportion of diets fail and that eating disorders kill, encouraging the idea that we should apply this pressure to ourselves is not the best choice. For someone early in recovery from an eating disorder, this could set back their progress or even put them right back to the start. It also drives harmful thought processes that can cause us to think that weight increase would be a demonstration of failure, laziness, a lack of willpower. This is a bias already held against fat people and perpetuated by people like Katie Hopkins. Excuse me while I throw up in my mouth. As a form of proof that fat people are lazy, she deliberately gained weight over a period of 3 months and then lost it. This further serves the anti-fat narrative that she peddles and really only proves, without bringing in any of the other foul aspects of the kind of elitist, racist behaviour that she's ever displayed, that Katie Hopkins is awful and should never ever be platformed by the media. Demi Lovato wrote on Instagram, "Complimenting someone on their weight loss can be as harmful as complimenting someone on their weight gain, because even if your intention is pure, it might leave that person awake at 2 a.m. overthinking that statement." They went on to say, "Does it feel great? Yeah, sometimes, but only to the loud-ass eating disorder voice inside my head that says, see, people like a thinner you, or if you eat less, you'll lose even more weight. But it can also sometimes suck because then I start thinking, well, damn, what did they think of my body before?" This rings true for me when in situations where someone whose body is smaller than mine mentions how they feel about their body. The pandemic has brought this conversation back into mainstream conversation as people discuss COVID kilos. So my question to you is, would you ever say to someone, oh, wow, you've gained weight? No, probably not. And why? Complimenting weight loss and demonizing weight gain can easily have the same effect on someone. So avoiding both is best. The more we focus on what people do and how they act rather than how they look, the more we will make space for dismantling systems which oppress people based on things that aren't relevant to their value as human beings. Because like I always say, my body, your body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Bodcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.